My presentation is actually based on a summer project which I did a summer back in Brazil, and it's about this very cool app which is used for a remote medical diagnostic support. It's called IntelliMed. I have no personal financial relationships to be disclosed. Through this presentation, I hope to explain the relevance and contribution of this particular application which supports primary healthcare in the context of Brazil's family health strategy, describe IntelliMed and how this supports the medical diagnosis and second opinion through computational techniques and support from primary healthcare, and last but not the least, discuss the relevance of such innovative applications in public health service delivery of developing countries. Just to give you a little background, Brazil in mid-1980s, when it came out of its military dictatorship, it kind of gravitated towards the goal of Almeida Declaration, that's health for all. And towards the end of 1980s, they kind of incorporated health as a citizen's right in its constitution. And following up this strategy, in 1994, they introduced this comprehensive primary health program, which is called Family Health Program. And towards 1996, they had decentralized their whole public health delivery system, ensuring universal access for everybody. And this nationalized public health system is called the Sistema Único de Saúde, SUS. And I would be concentrating particularly on the family health system, which is an integral part of SUS. Family health system funds for all the primary health centers across the country, and it currently caters to about 70% of Brazil's health needs. And each center caters to about 4,500 people, at least 2,500 people, depending on the area which it's located at. And basically, it provides a full range of quality healthcare to families at their homes, clinics, and hospitals. Each center has one physician, one nurse assistant, and these days most of them also have a dentist, and is also run by a couple of community health agents who are selected from the community. These centers promote home visits by health professionals, that's the physician, the nurse, and community health workers as well. This particular app was pilot tested in this location, Pernambuco. It's a northeastern state in Brazil. It has a population of about 8 million people and seventh largest state in Brazil. If you're ever considering a beach vacation in Brazil, that's the place to go. Why this particular location? Because it kind of is the home for one of the largest medical universities in Brazil, and this app was developed by the telehealth wing of that medical university. To go a little more into detail about this particular app, it's called IntelliMed, it's a cool name. It's an initiative of the telehealth wing of, it's also called NUTS of University of Pernambuco, Recife, Brazil. It's a public-private partnership with the family health system, especially because family health system was intended for primary care. And most people, even though they're supposed to go to a family health center for primary diagnoses, most of them end up going to the secondary or tertiary medical university or the larger hospital. So the intended function of family health centers is not really happening at this point. So the government decided to kind of boost up primary health delivery in these centers. And hence, it's partially funded by the Brazil government, but is developed in a private entity. And it's intended as a decision support system for remote diagnostic support in rural areas, mostly because these family health centers is usually manned by physicians who are fresh medical graduates who also need support in diagnosing specialty medical disorders. Some of the broader functions, it helps in diagnostics and treatment support, as I mentioned before, and remote data collection and remote monitoring, especially because Brazil don't have a centralized data warehousing technique for public health delivery systems per se. So this app is a very promising contender to help in remote data collection and remote monitoring of diseases. It also helps in disease and epidemic tracking, especially in remote rural areas. Also, communication and training of both medical professionals as well as community health workers who work in these rural areas. To go into a little more detail about the features of the app, it helps in medical history taking. So the app will have standardized questionnaires for primary level diseases, and the physician kind of enters his responses through the medical history taking, and they can corroborate their medical diagnosis with the help of the app. They don't really have to call up a medical university or somebody else on a higher sector to kind of corroborate their medical diagnosis. It offers specialized medical decision support, especially for diseases like asthma, cardiovascular diseases, diabetes, etc. It's a very good, nifty tool for systematic data capture. It sends all the data captured into a centralized server, which is located in the medical university. So at the end of the day, it collects all the data, which comes from all these little family health centers all over the state. So it's a really efficient tool in data capturing. It also offers regular alerts and feedbacks for doctors. And most importantly, it kind of positions the community health workers as an administrative proxy. So they can go and register patients, offer proxy scheduling, also help report suspicious diseases, which would be a great tool in epidemic tracking. This is a panel which kind of represents the panel which is seen by the physicians. So they don't necessarily have to be in the family health center. They can be anywhere. They can be doing a home visit or even at their own home and still view prior diagnostic history of a patient, register a new patient, look at the catalog of diseases and manage visits of patients, etc. So all these functions are incorporated for physicians in this particular app, and it's there, right there in the welcome screen. Now coming to some of the implications of such an app for developing countries especially, and I'm sure all the presentations today probably will be applicable for this particular illustration. World Bank recently in 2011 did a study, and it kind of shows how powerful mobile phone penetration in developing countries is compared to any other health infrastructure, be it hospital beds or computers or other diagnostic technology. Mobile phones have the most impact on population level. Hence, it's better, it offers faster and cheaper healthcare, especially in the primary healthcare sector in any developing country. Some of the advantages include it simplifies and fastens access of information. It's an effective use of evidence-based medicine. Also better use of decision support systems and reduces medical errors greatly. And most importantly, it's a learning tool for new medical graduates as well as community health workers who are in training in primary health delivery system in developing countries. In conclusion, IntelliMed is a very promising mHealth application solution to support effective public health delivery and public health education to limited resource communities. IntelliMed also helps to optimize the care in health units, which can minimize the spontaneous demand on hospitals, medical universities, etc., expanding coverage of medical specialties, reduces wait time of patients, and pioneers a new community health delivery model. These are my references. I thank these people whom I worked with in University of Pernambuco, Recife, Brazil. They were in charge of developing the application, and this research was funded by USASTAR Brazil Informatics Fellowship. Questions? Okay, thank you.